Councilmember Laura Morrison took the chance to present a proposal for Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo.
There's an alternative to APD running a crime lab, and that is to have an entity that APD, of course, helps support, that's independent, that provides regional services. Have you contemplated that? Are you familiar with that model?
The problem with that is then you lose complete control of the prioritizing of the testing.
Even though Acevedo is not sold on the idea for Austin, he said Houston is in the process of creating an independent forensic lab. That city's PD has struggled for years with a Harris County lab that produced many flawed forensic investigations that in turn led to a series of documented wrongful convictions. It's worked well elsewhere, according to the Consortium of Forensic Science Organizations. Virginia, Arkansas, and Alabama have also moved to having independent labs. But Dean Gialamas says getting rid of a police-run forensic lab is not always a magic pill. Gialamas is a national forensic consultant who's worked for the White House Subcommittee on Forensics. He's also the lab director for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
What happens a couple years down the road after that interest has waned? Is that lab going to be able to get the resources it needs? I've seen that fail over time, and so I kind of question sometimes the idea of that kind of autonomy.
Gialama says as the number of crimes has steadily decreased nationwide, the demand to analyze forensic data has skyrocketed. That's in part because it's proven to be more accurate than other sources of evidence and because more labs are able to process evidence. Another challenge for independent labs is the hurdles they need to overcome to access data that belongs to law enforcement agencies. Councilmember Morrison says her staff will look further into the idea before she formally presents a request to the City Council. Joy Diaz, KUT News.